Edwin Owusu is a lecturer and head debate coach at the University of Vermont, but he also taught a course called The Art of Rap at Franklin Pierce University in New Hampshire and will be teaching The Rhetoric of Hip Hop at UVM this spring. And he might be better known by his stage name, Sin.
Peace to the gods and the earth, to the gods and the earth. Yeah. Art and depression.
The hip-hop and Afrobeat artist was born in Ghana, then moved to the Bronx before attending UVM in the early 2000s. And the Burlington-based artist has been in Vermont's music scene ever since. And he's set to drop a new music project. And he's here in the studio to tell us more about it. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Your latest EP called Art and Depression. Where did that title come from? And how would you describe how your particular brand of music sounds to somebody who's never heard it before?
Yeah. So Art and Depression, I think, is a culmination of a bunch of things that represent probably the best version of who I am as an artist at this point. As you mentioned, I grew up in Ghana, moved to the Bronx. Moved to Harlem, New York first, where I was first introduced to hip hop. But then later to the Bronx as well. And so hip hop has always been a part of my life. But something else that's always been a part of my life, I think, has been struggles with mental health. And so as I've gotten older and have tried to find ways to deal with that, but also continue to do what I love, something that is near and dear to me, which is obviously expressed through the art form of hip hop and being an MC. There was a real juxtaposition of having to juggle that as well as all of the rest of life. And so this felt like the right time. It really does describe for me a moment in time that allows me to speak to a part of my journey and my evolution as an artist.
Streets drain with the blood because the beef halal. Making mamas feel sick. We ain't making them proud. Used to believe in something. She an atheist now. These boys drilling, rubbing they sticks and making them fire. It ain't hubris. These kids really killing for pride. I had to deal with the villain inside. Find my own wave and then I could deal with the
enemy. Why is it important to include tracks about mental health?
Oftentimes, artists across all genres can be pigeonholed or compartmentalized to not just be just the artist who also, you know, is not a regular human who goes through things that the everyday person goes through, but even in the journey of being an artist, that there isn't a real struggle there between what one wants to do. Do you think that what you're creating is authentically you? Do you think that it is getting your point across? Do you think that it represents the art form, the genre that you're a part of? What will your peers think? And these are all questions that I think all creatives across a lot of genres deal with. There were real moments and times in my life where I was heavily concentrated in one, where I either felt a real deep explosion of being creative, but was stricken and in my mental health struggles and maybe not able to create from that place. And so now that, you know, this sort of came to me as a way to do this project and what it would be about, it just seemed like, yeah, that makes total sense. Especially for artists, struggles with mental health can be insular and can keep us, you know, withdrawn. But we're also artists who give of ourselves and allow the world in a very vivid way.
You're a speech and debate coach. How does your work life complement your artistic life?
I always credit speech and debate with being the person that I am, because my relationship to Vermont is that I grew up in high school in New York. Went to high school in New York, where I was a part of the Urban Debate Leagues, and one of the prominent folks who was coming down there at least twice every month to help us run those debate leagues and teach inner city kids research and debate skills was a man named Alfred Tuna Snyder, who at the time was the debate coach at the University of Vermont. And when I graduated high school, he extended an invitation to me to come to UVM, and I did. Speech and debate has been a part of my life since I was probably 14, and has really shaped how I think about the world. My relationship to it, my place in it, and my worldview. And so, yeah, I think that I credit speech and debate with doing a lot for me, and also my evolution as an artist. I don't think that I started out having my own voice. I mimicked artists who I loved, who I loved the style, who were talking about things that were close to home from where I grew up, and represented those things. And then eventually, as I developed more, right, and grew up more, I found my voice, and speech and debate was sort of a medium to hone how I communicated that.
How does Vermont itself as a place and people shape your work?
Of the places I have been in the United States, Vermont is the place where folks are most willing to figure it out. That is not to say they understand each other all the time, will get along all the time, or that it will even end up being resolved in a way that everybody's happy. But they are most Vermonters are willing to at least have whatever it is, the conversation, whatever that situation demands, so that we can try to process something. And so I respect that a lot about Vermont, as well as the fact that obviously it's beautiful and the people have been, for the most part, incredibly receptive to who I am. Like I said, you know, I'm the son of immigrants, and so I have a unique perspective on sort of how folks receive you. Yeah.
That's Edwin Owusu, a rap and Afrobeat artist. Performs under the stage name Sin. He's also a public speaking and debate coach at the University of Vermont and has a new project coming out soon called Art and Depression. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Peace to the guys on earth. Peace to the guys on the surface.